Hi, I'm Jeff Alpin, the Big Game Hunter. I'm the head coach for JobSearchCoachingHQ.com, and welcome to No BS Job Search Advice Radio. I've been doing blogging about the job market since August 2001. That's 15 years where monthly I've been doing something about the job market, or providing information about the job market as I'm seeing it. And although the last 2 months, I missed those months, to be honest with you, I'm back here talking about the October 2016 report because I think there's some interesting stuff that the Labor Department has actually given us data about that wasn't really covered in the media. So I hope you find this show helpful, and if you do, I'm going to beg you here, subscribe in iTunes, give it a great review, and tell your friends about the show. And by the way, if we are connected on LinkedIn, send a connection request to me. My page there is linkedin.com/IN/TheBigGameHunter. And with that, let's get rolling. And let me just talk with you about the U.S. jobs report for October 2016 that was released on November 4th. Now, the good news is there were 161,000 new jobs created and that the headline unemployment rate went down to 5.9% from 5%. Even what's called the U6 rate, which includes people who want to work full-time but can't find something full-time, declined to 9.5%. Let's see now. Private sector jobs increased by 142,000, of which professional services were 43, healthcare 31, government 19. There was a decline in manufacturing of 9,000. And generally, on the surface, it looks like a decent report for the U.S. economy post-2008, or a typical one. The labor force participation rate is at 62.8%. And now let me go beneath the surface, because when you start digging into the report, there's some interesting stuff there that doesn't necessarily get reported on the news very often. So here's a couple of things. Part-time jobs were the biggest component of the growth here. So understand, the government revises things even on the fly, so part-time jobs increased by 430,000. Full-time jobs went down by 103,000. You see, when we hear the word job, we tend to think of full-time, but the government thinks if you make a dollar in the course of that month, you've got a job. Or work 1 hour is the actual language that they use. That's a job. So, the reality is it seems like we're creating an Uber economy right now, with most of the jobs being created being part-time positions. The GDP appears to have grown at its slowest rate in 8 years. 94 million people aren't working. There were 238,000 people who had jobs but couldn't go to work because of the hurricanes in the southeast. I think it was Hurricane Matthew. Construction jobs increased by 11,000. Retail went down, which is surprising given the holiday season coming up. But in the last period of time, I think it's an 8-year period, 1 million new jobs were created that are held by women. And of those 1 million, the government reports that 1 million went to foreign workers. One-third of students are not able to make payments on their student loans. I'm mentioning all this stuff because the rosy picture that the government wants to paint isn't the reality for most of us. People are working 2 and 3 jobs in order to make enough money to pay their bills or not pay their bills so late. A mediocre report when you dig down, an adequate report as you look at it on the surface. I'll just simply say for you as a job hunter, you need to keep your head up and not head down. My my belief is that we're going to be hitting a recession probably next year. It could be the year after, only because recoveries don't go on forever. They do eventually come down. And according to government statistics, this one's been going on for almost 8 years, which is a long recovery. A mediocre one from a jobs and economic development perspective, but a recovery nonetheless. So how long do you think this will go on? So my encouragement is to make sure your skills are up to date, that you're doing your networking now and not waiting until the very end. You're getting involved, making sure that you are learning what you need to in order to be marketable in case. You're not just simply focused on your job. You're thinking of yourself as the CEO of your own business, where you are responsible for the shareholders, which are your family, and yourself. So that's today's show. I hope you found it helpful. And if you do, I want to encourage you, come join me at jobsearchcoachinghq.com. That's my site with curated information from around the web that I've developed in podcast, video, articles. All my books and guides to job hunting appear on the site, all for one price. And I also want to encourage you, give the show 5 stars in iTunes, please. I have a link in the show notes. It's going to help other people discover the show and help them anymore. So I'll be back tomorrow with more. In the meantime, have a great day. Take care.